Our next case this evening is case number 12,500. Mark Perdue seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sylvan View Drive within the Blackwater Cove subdivision. The 911 address is 34560 Sylvan View Drive, Dagsborough. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 704.00. Staff would note the applicant is requesting a 6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing shed, also a 10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed pole shed, and a 7.1-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing covered porch and ramp. Staff would note that certificates of occupancy have been issued for the existing dwelling, porch and shed, and that we have received 3 letters in support, 0 letters in opposition and 0 mail returns. The letters of support are from adjoining occupiers noting their lack of objections to the proposals. Thank you.
Thank you.
State your name and address for the record.
Mark Perdue, 34560 Sylvan View Drive, Dagsborough, Delaware, 1993.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Basically, I'm requesting the 3 variances, 2 for existing situations where I purchased the house, the one for the existing shed, which they say is 6 feet off the property line. The others for the existing covered porch and ramp that were on the property when my wife and I bought it last December. The third one is for a pole barn I'd like to have built, and a 10-foot variance from the property line. Basically, due to the landscaping design of that property and the destination of the ditch, I guess you call it, on the one side. And I've already contacted conservation and the proper authorities for the ditch and have authorization from them. They wanted 80 feet, which the line actually went right through the middle of my house. And they said if I can get that pole barn within 40 feet, that they would sign off on it, which they did. And I believe you have the paperwork for that. And actually it's 44 to 47 feet off, so. Can I answer any questions?
Well, there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. So the uniqueness of the property.
Okay.
Is that because of the tax ditch and you can't go back any farther then?
Well, basically I can't put it behind my house because of the septic system. I can't go any further back, yes, because the landscaping behind at the back of the house actually drops off consistently. Significantly,
uh-huh.
And if I go any further back, it will put me well within that 40-foot line of the ditch.
So you're going to put it off to the left of your house?
Correct.
Okay. So that makes the property unique, cannot otherwise be developed. You can't. Where's your septic is in your backyard.
My septic is in the back of the house.
Where's the well?
The well is about where you see the 8 along that line. Yes.
Okay, right there.
In that general area.
I'm sorry. I don't know where the 8 is.
Over here.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So it's not created by you. It was, some of this was the way it was when
the
you purchased it.
The landscaping slopes? No, I didn't. Yes, they were there.
The buildings,
it's
some
natural.
Of the buildings were already there.
Yes. It's the line that you see where the 8 is is a significant elevation between there and the ditch. It is probably a 5 to 4 to 5, 6 feet drop. So it is well elevated.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
And you're asking for the minimum variance to afford relief?
Yes.
Is there any questions from members of the board? No?
Where you say that well is where the number 8 is?
Correct.
Up there on the top corner?
Yes.
That's the side the shed is going to be on, right?
Basically, I don't know if I can do this. where your line is there, it'll be, even with where the garage is, but on that side, yes, right along that edge there.
And that's bringing you a little bit, closing you in a little more.
I'll be 8 feet off of the well pipe, yeah.
Thank you.
I've got it staked out in my yard, or I go by and look at it every day, yeah, that's where, I hope it's gonna go.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Cupples?
Yes, sir.
Looking at your survey, it looks like Sylvan View Drive,
is there a gap between the edge of paving of that road and the front property line? From the survey, it would appear there might be.
A gap between the paving?
Yeah, does the paving of the road go all the way to your property line?
No, from my understanding, it sits back, that's 8-9 feet.
Okay, so this proposed...
If you zoom in, that line is probably accurate.
So you believe that to be fairly correct, where the thing is?
I would say so, yes. My plot lines, like I say, the front of the garage will be even with the front of the pole barn.
And I presume there's no visibility issues that you believe would be presented by this structure? Have there been any complaints that you're aware of regarding the ramp, the porch, and the shed?
No.
Is the shed unable to be moved towards the rear? Is it on a foundation?
It's on a concrete slab.
Is there any electric in it?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
These pictures of the pole barn, is it already constructed?
No.
Those are...
That was just basically to show the aesthetics, that it will match the design of the house.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Whitehouse.
Sorry, Madam Chair, just a question that came to my mind, if I may, regarding the status of the tax ditch. Because measuring from top of bank to the northeastern corner of the building, I actually measured it to be 25 feet, which is within the 40 feet easement. Is that still, I see there's paperwork on the file, but is that still ongoing with Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control?
It's what, actually?
The discussions regarding the siting of the structure.
No, they've signed off that you should have the paperwork for that.
Okay, I saw the paperwork,
yes.
But there was no measurements on the paperwork.
Yes, it's okay. They're good with it.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
But it's got to be 40 feet, you said.
Within 40 feet, and I'm well over that, I'm 47. From the back corner, which will be this side, to, and I actually specified with them, is at the beginning of the ditch, the middle of the ditch, or the far side of the ditch. They said the side closest to the house, to the structure, and my calculations are 47 feet.
That is...
And 5 feet above, so...
If I could assist, Madam Chair, that is correct, as a straight line is measured in a north-south direction. However, right. When I measure at an angle, if you imagine it as a triangle on the hypotenuse, I measured it to be 25 feet. If you measure direct line from the corner going northeast to the top of the bank, so north-south, that is correct, it's 44 feet. So I just wanted to ask that question, because this may require further approval from DENREC if it's inside
okay.
the 40 feet. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
I took every angle that I possibly could, and the closest between point A and point B, and came well over 40 feet. So.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So, but we're granting the variance based on what his math.
The variance is for the front yard setbacks, so the variance is not from the tax ditch, but I thought it would be helpful to understand that
okay.
situation. Thank you.
Okay. No other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here opposed to the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no callers that wish to make comment.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes.
Question for the applicant.
Yes, sir.
Sir, was this the survey that was presented to the Department of Natural Resources in order for them to make the decision about your 40-foot?
Yes. And discussions?
This was the survey?
Yes.
And the siting of the building?
Yes.
Thank you.
And mainly it was more discussions and their specifications of what I needed, but I did submit their paperwork.
Okay, so then let me be more direct then. Is Denrick aware of where you intend to site this building?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And no other questions? We'll then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Thank you.
Question for Mr. Whitehouse?
Yes.
Am I able to do that? Mr. Whitehouse, is the documentation from Denrick in the application evidence of their final approval of this?
In my view, having reviewed it, it is evidence to the ongoing discussions. But there's a lack of specificity in these documents as to what exactly they have seen. And it is something that staff would be able to clarify, although I appreciate the record is closed.
So. Well, there is a court order.
I saw that, yes.
Change. And that's how they change the right-of-way for a tax ditch. So if that's been recorded, it's a record at the Prothonotary's office. So this...
Well, I think you're right there, Madam Chair. The issue there would be whether or not where he's proposing to site this encroaches in that setback requirement from the top of the ditch. And I think that's what we have is what I see is a hand drawing of where this thing is to be located, not necessarily a survey or a site plan of where it is. Mm-hmm. And I think from the board's position, we weren't as focused necessarily on the Denrick side of things because we don't have control over that. Staff is most likely looking at where is it in relation to the front yard. You know, if the board were so inclined, you could do one of a couple things. One is you could ask for some clarification from Denrick, in which case we reopen the record for that purpose. Or you could condition an approval, if you were so inclined to approve it, that the applicant submit a formal approval from Denrick evidencing that the location is meets their requirements or whatever they may be. And those are just suggestions. Obviously, the board can do which way.
Well, there is a court order change document, a Denrick document attached to the application. It shows you that they have changed it to 40 feet top of bank.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's correct. The issue that I believe Mr. Whitehouse raised was if you go from the corner of that just on a parallel line with the road, you meet the 40 feet. But if you tilt it and you go this way, you may not. So I think the concern that Mr. Whitehouse raised, and I certainly can speak for himself, is that it, there's a possibility it may be encroaching in that 40-foot setback from the corner, direct line to the top of the bank, that site might be an issue.
But is that what we're concerned with? We're concerned with the front yard setback.
That's correct, Madam Chair. I just wanted to flag the issue so that the board are aware of this in their consideration. But you are correct, the board are here to consider a variance from the front yard setback.
So if it comes down to it, he may have to come back unless the record is reopened and
we
have clarification.
I think it depends on what he finds out from DENREC. You know, if
well, it's 40 feet.
Well, I understand that. But if we don't have something that I think definitively shows where that, we don't have something from a surveyor that shows here's where it's proposed and here's how close it is to the top of the bank. We don't have that. We have a drawing that shows here's where it is in relation to the front property line, and that I think we can utilize. If the board doesn't have to be, the DENREC regulations, we don't enforce those, as your board is aware. So it's up to you how you all want to handle it. But I don't think the only way I would see it potentially coming back would be is if he gets approval from us, he goes to build it, and then DENREC says, hey, you can't build it there. Maybe he needs to go closer to the front yard, or
right.
He may need an additional variance of some sort there.
Or you might have to make it smaller.
Well, that may be something you have to do as well.
Would this be part of the building permit process?
Correct. So this is something that's identified and checked as part of that process. So
the checks and balances would occur if Mr. Perdue moves forward?
That's correct. So.
Well, I've closed the public hearing. I guess I'm going to have to reopen it if we're going to further discuss this.
If you wish to discuss it with the applicant, you would, yes.
All right. I will then reopen the public hearing, and the applicant, please come forward. So our dilemma is, you've drawn this yourself on this plot.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not a licensed surveyor, are you?
No.
And your drawing may not be just as kidding. Accurate as you wish it to be.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have a court order change that here the building is to be 40 feet. Their easement is 40 feet from the top of the bank.
Yes.
I don't know how to handle this, but I think you would be better to get a surveyor to redraw it. What's your opinion, Mr. Sharp?
I mean, I think it would be helpful, I would presume, at the DENREC level, but from the board's perspective, I don't know that it's
the thing
necessarily
is,
required.
If we grant it at 20 feet and it's not exactly right, you're going to have a surveyor come out there no matter what.
Correct.
To lay this out. And if that measurement is not correct, you may just have to make it smaller.
Or move it closer to the house.
Well.
Can I ask what corner are you concerned with?
I can assist, Madam Chair.
Mr. Whitehouse, please.
I've just measured it based on the scaling of the drawing, but I make it to be 25, 26 feet as you measure it from top of bank in a direct line.
Can I see
line.
What corner of the drawing you're
concerned?
You
measure it.
Radius.
Okay. So
measuring it. More concerned about that corner.
From top of bank from the ditch to the corner of the building at the shortest possible line is less than 30, based on the scaling of this drawing.
So how far away from his house is he?
Approximately. So, this is a hand-drawn drawing, but 16.
You can't get much closer. There is a separation. Distance.
And the point that I raised, Madam Chair, is that DENREC may be willing to permit the structure within the easement. I just want to flag with the board that I believe the structure to be within the easement. And whilst we've established that the easement is 40 feet, it may require further approval from DENREC. And we would check that as part of the permit.
Okay, thank you.
All clear.
I will then close the public hearing again and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,500 for Mark Perdue for the requested variances for proposed and existing structures. I believe that the property is unique. I believe that there are some physical circumstances and conditions that allow it to be developed in strict conformity, that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents minimum relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
An aye for the reason. So with a vote of 3-1, your application is approved. Next case.